TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Noah, what in the name of fuck are you doing? Noah's having a breakdown.
A couple of my followers liked the tweet I sent out yesterday, where Trump was whining about Congress or Democrats holding up his cabinet picks.
Mm-hmm.
So I tweeted, your cabinet and agency picks keep turning out to have ties to Russia. Perhaps you could have done some vetting. Perhaps extreme vetting.
I replied to him yesterday because he's like, this is a witch hunt. I'm like, can you call it a witch hunt if they're actually finding witches?
Yeah. I mean, yes.
Isn't it just protecting us from witches at this point?
Yeah.
All right, I'm recording.
All right. Noah's recording. Ironically, we are only starting 7 minutes earlier than if we had started at our normal time.
Oh, fuck. That was annoying.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
True.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well.
This week it's Noah who's having equipment problems. We talk a little bit about the Oscars and just other stuff in general. I don't really remember. It's kind of rushed. Whatever. When you hear the sound...
La La Land.
Sorry. No. There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
That means we put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast. All right, welcome to TanCast.
Yes, welcome to TanCast. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the A in TanCast, not good at multitasking. You guys are trying to talk to me, I'm like, I'm just ignoring you guys. I just want to try to figure out what the fuck's going on.
Yes, yes. So this time, it's Noah's equipment having problems.
Woohoo!
Yes. I mean, I think I've isolated it, so gladly it's not the microphone. But this USB hub I bought was kind of expensive, so I'm trying to figure out why the fuck it's doing what it's doing.
The future. We live in it.
Because first the USB hub said that we were going to record La La Land, and then it said, nope, we're going to record Moonlight.
I cannot figure out why that is such a big fucking deal. It's like, I don't know how many stories are like, yeah, someone made a mistake. Should happen sometimes. It's okay.
Yeah, they handed the wrong envelope out, and he was like, well, it says La La Land on here. I mean, it's weird that it also says her Emma Stone's name, but okay. La La Land, I mean, guess.
Because three of the producers had finished their speech before they corrected it, and so, like, and they all thought they won, and then they're like, nope, sit the fuck down.
But still, it is not, I feel like it's not deserving of that much examination.
Yeah, where they were like pressing, like there was investigations that like, we're going to get to the bottom of how the wrong envelope wound up on stage. I'm like, wow, there's a shitload of envelopes and given enough time, somebody is going to fuck up. That's human nature.
I mean, it has never happened this way in the entire history of the Oscars, so it is significant in that regard.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, I feel like it's not significant that it deserves that much examination. Like, oh, shit, we fucked up. We should have got it sooner. Sorry. Like, that should have been it to me.
Or just, hey, this was weird.
Well, hang on. Noah, you don't give a shit about the Oscars anyway, you're not the person to be like, you know what? Let me critically examine what's what about the Oscars.
Because
I don't give a shit.
Even if it was something I did give a shit about, I do not think it would be worthy of that much examination.
Hey, guys. I know the Oscars are important and all, but we got a waterproof speaker for my wife so she can listen to music in the shower and listen to the noise it makes when it starts up.
It is pairing, waiting for device, connecting.
It speaks with a Chinese accent.
You felt the need to stop the show for that, did you, fuckhead?
Yes. Because I'm super amused by this thing that speaks with a Chinese
accent.
You could
have said it at any point, at any time, at any part of the show. You had to interrupt the show for that shit.
Because we were just talking in circles around each other about the
fucking
Oscars thing. You really think
river.
That was going to go anywhere? Nutsack.
You're a nutsack. Fuck your stupid speaker and fuck your face.
It's small enough. I probably could fuck my face with this.
So yes, I do acknowledge it was significant in the history of the Oscars. I do not think it deserved that much. Whatever.
Yeah.
But you feel differently, too. And that's all right, buddy.
I do.
No. You guys need to battle it out now. get your swords.
Because it was a huge train wreck in front of everybody. Although I do love that people are like, oh, see, the liberals can't handle anything. It's like, well, that wasn't the government, fuckhead. That was a private industry that you keep saying is going to save us all.
Uh-huh.
I feel like they examined like it was some government cover-up. Like, what happened? Like, it was like, I mean, because I listen to a lot of podcasts and like multiple people talked about it in length. I was just like, all right.
Because it was huge news.
Yeah, you know what it was?
And it wasn't about Trump fucking up the country for a change.
News, like Trump fucking up shit. That's huge news.
You talked over my exact counterpoint to that. You fucking fuck.
Guys, Obama's only out of office for like 2 months and already there's such black on black crime.
Shut the fuck up.
Stop the hate. Stop
today.
The violence.
You shut the fuck up.
Are you up too early, Tim?
No. I'm always up this early.
Yeah.
It's called kids. Them motherfuckers get up early.
Yeah, they do. Dude, it's like, get him out to school. It's like a fight. And then on Saturdays, it's like, it's six!
Oh, no, I don't have that problem.
Oh, okay. I no
he's
longer
up early,
have that
doesn't
problem.
Give a shit. Yeah. What day is it? Is the day that ends in Y? I'm up early.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have the school problem. Okay, yeah. I actually no longer have the wake us up early problem because Drew has learned that if he doesn't wake us up on Saturday mornings, he can just come downstairs and play Minecraft and no one gives a shit. So he stays quiet. Like he turns
the TV
down.
That's a positive reinforcement right there.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I unlocked the code.
Yep. If I just leave them the fuck alone, they will leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah. Oh, it's noon. I'm a little hungry. Well, I know where there's Cheez-Its. I feel like CPS is about to knock down my door.
CPS?
CPS.
CPS, Child Protective Services.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard CPS, which is not a thing.
Oh.
You haven't heard of CPS?
Yeah, it's like CPS, but more advanced. It's run by a guy named Steve. He's really into branding things after himself.
I don't know who is more into branding their shit. Batman or Mickey Mouse? But it's close. It's close.
I can beat them both. Donald Trump.
Nope.
I think he's got a little gold stamp, and when he takes a shit, he literally reaches back there and just, it's a Trump Duke.
I just imprinted my Duke with my stamp. Tim does not like Trump.
I got the greatest Dukes.
Well, I mean, fortunately, that barely sounded like Trump. It sounded way more statesmanly.
Hang on, let me try to do a Trump impression. Guys, they were wiretapping me before the election. I totally have proof. I'm going to tell Twitter about it. Is that a good
Nailed
Trump
it.
Impression?
Spot
Nailed
on.
It shut.
Yeah. I was like, what? Did he join the podcast? I thought he only listened to Fox News.
I feel sorry for the guys at Disney trying to work on the Hall of Presidents because they're like, fuck, now what do we do? What the fuck do we have him say?
It's huge.
All these presidents are fake presidents behind me.
Oh, Jesus. Just go meta with it. That would be amazing.
Did they do it right away?
Yeah. When Obama won in 2008, they shut it down in January, and it opened back up, I want to say, in June.
Okay, and then they were like, were they doing stuff he said before he was president, or they were just collecting like stuff that he was saying in the meantime?
I don't know if they wrote him a speech or if he wrote something that he said or if it was a combination of like just them using quotes that he had and weaving it into a speech, but they actually had him record his own voice for it.
Ooh.
Same with George W. and the same with Clinton.
Nice.
But there's actually a petition now to have, even though they have to put Donald Trump in there, just don't have him talk.
La La Land.
Sorry, no. There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Just have him stand there, have Lincoln and Washington do all the talking, and we're good.
Just have him his hair blow in the wind.
No, just have him tweet angrily. Just standing in the background.
That would be hilarious. He's just sitting on like a cell phone, just mashing away with his thumbs.
Or like, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen the Hall of Presidents, but like basically they're all like all the presidents are standing in a big line on the stage, and like they introduce them like in order, like George Washington, John Adams, and then you know like a little spotlight comes on him, and then it finally gets to, at least in the current version, it gets to Obama, and then he gives a little speech. So like. Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, where's Donald Trump? And then a screen comes on, it's Twitter. Couldn't make it to the hall. Too busy. Sad.
Now, are they rotating by?
Halls full of fake presidents.
Are they doing what with who?
Are they rotating by, or are they just all static where they are?
They're all static where they are. And then a light comes up on them, and they move a little bit more than they were up until that point. Like, they acknowledge the audience, like...
Okay, but they're not like...
Like, you know...
They're not like on a rotating thing where they just pass by a point on the stage.
No. It's okay. It's like a big chorus on the stage.
Yeah.
Of presidents.
Okay.
God, that would be hilarious if they made them all like Rockette out. Run, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
Yeah, we all know how the song goes. No, it's okay.
What?
Aw, I just shat on your dreams and then stamped it with Trump.
I didn't hear what you said, so
okay.
You didn't really do anything.
Well, you'll hear it in the replay.
You wouldn't respond to what? Every 18 times Noah said it, so you really haven't crashed any of his dreams. Except his one dream of knowing, what the fuck did you say?
You just kept on going on with the thing of like, what? What? What's going on?
He said, we know how that song goes, Noah. It's okay.
Got it.
Implying your singing wasn't up to scratch.
I mean, no, it's not. I mean, I fully acknowledge that. I've thought about taking like singing lessons and like, because I feel like my voice is okay. Like, I feel like if I just learned how to sing, like I could do it. I don't know.
Maybe get on that. We'll find out.
Like, I feel like, although it sounds like to me, I feel like I could do it. I do a good opera voice, like, I mean, not on key, but
I don't know if that's what you think what opera singers sound like.
That's what they sound like. I mean, the opera right there, just go. La, la, la. That's it, right?
I feel like I'm at the Met.
I feel like I'm peaking a little bit. I'm going to dial this down. Just a smidge. Just a smidge. Do we want to do 10 left? Do we want to talk about People's Week? I saw some movies. There's so many things.
Let's just... we don't have time for 10 laughs.
Okay, because we got a lot this week.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
I saw... And you haven't seen it yet, Tim, right?
No. I was supposed to go last night.
Well, how come you couldn't go then?
Because now I had to get up early to do this bullshit.
Oh, you were going to go, like, late?
Yeah.
Yeah. Should go see it early. No one's there.
I have kids, you ass.
So I saw Logan. It is good. It is dark. It is dark.
How dark is it?
You'll see. I think it was interesting because I feel like having my anxiety added, like, a whole other layer of it of, like, oh, they're old. They're dying. They're not as strong as they used to be. Like, I feel that way sometimes.
So you're saying if I can go see it with an anxiety, we'll add to it?
Not in a good way.
Oh.
I mean, it's not like I didn't enjoy it, but it was just like that was this other kind of background noise of like, oh, like, he's weak and not as strong as he used to be.
How about fatalism? If I have an overriding sense of fatalism, maybe with a little bit of nihilism. Tossed in there. How do you think I'd take it?
Well, I mean, yeah.
In the butt.
Fatalism is right in there. Right in there.
Cool. I mean, like, if I could just walk down the street with a spring in my step and whistling and singing to myself, we're all going to die. Movie for me?
Definitely.
Cool.
Go see it.
All right.
It was, you know what I felt like it was? It was like a combination of Unbreakable and like a more, like an action movie. Like, it had like some action, but also had like these not super slow like Unbreakable, but more deconstructed moments about like being a hero and it was definitely a hybrid. I felt like of like you know, these big budget loud action movies and then a little bit more quiet moments, and it was good. It was good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it. Hopefully, we'll get to see it in theaters.
And I also saw Get Out, which is also good.
How was that? Oh, good.
In a different way. It was,
I wanted to see that with you last weekend, but you were out of town and shit.
I'm sorry, buddy. You didn't say anything.
Well, because I was like, hey, buddy, I'm all free on Saturday. You're like, go fuck yourself, Tim. I don't want to hang out with you.
You didn't say you wanted to see
like,
Get Out.
Aw.
You could have mentioned that part, and I would have waited for you, buddy.
No, you wouldn't have. You're a piece of shit.
I thought it was going to be hard to sneak into the other movie because they have reserved sitting at the theater. Not if you go see in the middle of the afternoon on Friday. There's nobody there.
Noah just admitted to a crime.
Is it a crime?
Yes. You're stealing a movie, essentially.
But is that a crime, though?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, are you trespassing?
I mean, that's a shitty defense if they drag you to court. I don't know, Your Honor. I'd arrest.
Well, A, I don't think they would arrest you for it.
They do. They throw you in jail.
But B, like, it's not really stealing.
Well, it's theft of service at some level, I think.
Like, if you happen to hear the music from a concert, that is not stealing. I guess trespassing could be it. Of like,
well, you're not just happening to hear. You're not just, oh, I accidentally wandered around and saw this movie.
If you... I'm thinking, like, if you were... I'm trying to give you an example. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I don't see what it would fall under. I mean, granted, I'm not a lawyer, and there are many laws out there, but I don't... beyond trespassing. Like, is there some implicit agreement that, like, when you go buy a ticket, when you, like, there's something written somewhere that says, oh, did Andy find something?
Yes, he did.
All right.
La La Land.
Sorry, no. There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
The guy's reply, I'll grab the most salient part of it. In other words, you stole someone else's property, intellectual property in this case, when you didn't leave the premises after the first movie ended.
Dun, dun, dun. Your Honor, I may not be a big city lawyer, but I do know one thing. Noah Dunn fucked up.
Under what thing, though? Because I don't have it, right?
Felony theft and trespassing.
But, like...
People actually been charged.
But I feel like stealing somebody's property means, like, you have it, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, not just I experienced it. Or is that how it works? Like,
it's, well, that's the whole thing, is the service being provided is the experience. So if you are receiving the experience that's being offered for pay, and you are specifically dodging paying for said experience, then yes, you've... I mean, it's like it's stealing in the same way that downloading a copy of a movie... Like, you haven't deprived anyone of property.
Right, but I mean, also understand, like, if you steal, like, if you take music, I mean, I guess it's kind of the same, but then you own it, right? As opposed to, like, I guess if you download the music and then delete it, all right.
Yeah.
Or even if you just stream a song that isn't yours, you don't necessarily possess it after you've done streaming it.
Right, but that's also not necessarily stealing intellectual property either.
Well, I mean, it's like if you played it off of a piracy site.
Right.
I still love calling intellectual stuff piracy. It's like, yar, we be downloading all the JPEGs.
Yo ho, yo ho, I ripped an MP3.
Better. Leave it to Tim.
Interesting. So there you have it.
Breaking the law.
All that said, I'm not really going to judge you for it because...
I mean, I didn't say I didn't pay for an extra ticket. I'm just saying there was hardly anyone there.
Oh, yeah.
Smooth.
I just said, like, hey, there was no one there. If someone wanted to walk in and just sit down, they could have done it.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't do that, because that's stealing, as we've discovered.
And when I said I'm not going to judge you for it, that was the rhetorical you, not you, Noah.
Guys, this shit is airtight.
Airtight. This is airtight like a porn star with three dicks in him.
Oh. I was going to say, this is airtight like Lindsay Lohan on a Friday.
All right.
No? We're not bashing Lindsay Lohan anymore?
It just got sad at a certain point.
Did it, though?
No.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that was both movies were good in different ways. Go see them. Get Out is scary. More in a less graphic way, a more subtle psychological way.
Cool. See them both. Pay for
not
both.
Not a lot of jump scares if you don't like that. Hardly any, I would say.
That's good.
Bah! Yeah, that was a jump scare.
Sometimes when jump scares are okay, but like I feel like a lot of horror movies like over-rely on them. The whole fear of the movie is, like, jump scare after jump scare after jump scare.
Yes.
Especially when, like, the first three are just a cat getting scared off camera.
And then it's like, we turned a corner without looking, so the camera could swing, and we could come all face-to-face with the monster at the same time as the person and the camera finally looks around that corner, where a real person being threatened might peer carefully around the corner.
Nah, you just sort of wander around, like, hey, man, what's going on over here?
And talk over your shoulder to the person behind you, even when you're in the front. Like, Becky, shut the fuck up and turn around. Eyes forward, Becky. God damn it, Becky.
That amused him.
I don't know why. Becky be fucking up.
Becky does be fucking up.
That should be the name of a horror movie. Becky be fucking up.
One thing I didn't pay attention to, though, is if they did, like, you know, like black people, you know, stereotypically, like, don't do that. Don't go in there. Like, I forgot to pay attention to that. Like, did he do, like, not do the stupid stuff that people normally do in movies? Mm.
So, like, the stuff that a stereotypical black audience might be shouting at him not to do?
Yes. Because I feel like I've heard a couple interviews, and he said he made it for black people, and I think that's part of what... I mean, obviously, it's that whole other racist element, but, yeah. I'm trying to remember if he mentioned, like, him not doing, like, the stereotypical, like, get out. Like, that's the whole thing of, like, why are you staying there? Get the fuck out of that place.
Yeah.
Like that Eddie Murphy bit.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, this is lovely. Get out. I'm sorry, baby. We gotta go. Yeah. Or something like that. I can't remember.
Which is how he ended up in the Haunted Mansion movie.
Oh, really? Because of that bit?
Yep. They were gonna make a whole movie out of that bit. Like, oh, you know, it's a black family, and they're in a haunted house, and then they don't do any of this typical stuff because they're just like Eddie Murphy said, like, nope.
Yep.
And they were going to try and make a movie out of that, and it got refined down and refined down, like, hey, we're making a Haunted Mansion movie. Forget it, we'll just do that.
Isn't that... What? I didn't see the Haunted Mansion movie. How did... It did, I assume it did not go like that.
Not at all.
And that it was received poorly.
Yeah, I mean, it had plenty of homages to the Haunted Mansion, if that's what you're into, but if plot and even good acting is something you're into, this might not be the movie for you.
It may not be the one you want to see.
Like the very end, like, he's supposed to be talking to his, spoiler alert, dead wife, and, like, he's supposed to be being very emotional, but it sounds like he's just reading his script lines as quick as he can. Like, was he late for was the craft services particularly delectable that day? Like, why... It's got to bang this out, baby.
Oh, I miss you so much, baby. Yeah, it's been terrible living without you. Gotta go.
Yeah, but...
Noah is not far off from the reading or even the text of the lines.
Wow. This was nice, but now I got to go.
All right, well, now we're going far afield.
Yeah, sorry, that was... oh, shoot. Tim Meadows' character.
That was Andy's interior monologue every time he starts Tancast.
No,
Tim... Why are there so...
Tim Meadows' love whatever character?
Oh, ladies man.
Ladies man, thank you.
Because I'm a ladies man. A ladies man. A
ladies man.
Do you know that Netflix is going to release a comedy special every week for the rest of the year?
I did not know that.
Wow.
There you go. Now you know.
Did you know two of them are going to be Dave Chappelle?
Yes.
I did know that. I just saw a preview for it, a teaser for it.
Yeah, it's like him, his comedy, but like a close-up on his face looking very pensive.
Yes. It wasn't really a great teaser. Didn't make me go, oh, shit, I'm so interested in this.
I would say most comedy show teaser or commercials are horrible.
I feel like I haven't watched a lot of them. So,
they're running one for Trevor Noah's stand-up special right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about, like, I'm walking here. That's what I thought New York was going to be. Someday I will go to New York and almost get run over by a car. This special's coming soon to Netflix. I'm like, why would I want to watch that based on the jokes I've heard so far? It's the most mundane, stupid observation that no one is like, oh, and I'm sure it's part of a larger joke that's actually quite funny, but just by itself, you're like, who gives a shit?
You know what I think is interesting? I don't know when it happened, when they started doing this whole build-up to the comedy thing, where they have like a whole bunch of scenes before the comedy show. Like, there's a whole little story.
Oh, that's been going on forever.
What was that?
That's been going on forever.
It just seems odd. I mean, yes. Not bad, but it's just like, I don't know if I particularly generally care about it. I'm like, yeah, I'm just right here for the stand-up comedy. You can just go straight to that. I don't need to see him walking backstage, pacing or anything, getting to the show.
Oh, sometimes they had like little skits that would happen before it.
Yeah, I've definitely seen some of those, but like I was just watching Louis C.K. one, and it was cutting between him and a comedian who I'd never seen him before. Kind of funny, kind of sweaty, big, had like blonde dreadlocks.
All right.
Rings a bell, and then just Louis C.K. just standing backstage, pacing around, and then he comes out. I'm like, all right, I'm not sure why we needed that, but okay. It's always weird when they have big directors do it, too. Like, I feel like there's been a couple where it's like, they had named directors.
Martin Scorsese presents Dane Cook.
It's like, really? Like, what were they directing? What did they do?
Because it's often like one long shot of the comedian, you know, just like a big static shot.
Uh-huh.
That just seems really funny to me because Scorsese is known for doing like single long shots.
Like, I just put the
Michael
camera
Bay
there.
Presents Stephen Wright.
Do like the pan around.
I want to get a tattoo of myself on my body, except taller.
Cameras whipping. I was like, cameras whipping around him and whipping around him and whipping around him.
And then I exploded. Sorry, got lost there.
That's from The Rock. The last Michael Bay movie we can all agree was good.
Yes.
Gentlemen, wait, welcome to The Rock. Did something come out
for The Rock? Armageddon.
Yeah, I enjoyed The Island.
Andy?
Not I, said The Fly.
There you go. I was like, I chose my words carefully.
You didn't like Bad Boys 2?
No.
What about the Lionel Richie collection video, Do It To Me?
Was that after The Rock?
Never saw that.
Well, maybe it was just a collect. Maybe it was filmed before The Rock, and the collection came out after The Rock.
Because I can't imagine he went back to Lionel Richie video. Wait, what was Lionel Richie doing after The Rock?
There was like a best of like compilation thing that came. I think I remember that. It's like in the late 90s.
Yeah, but it wasn't like he had a new video, and it certainly wasn't directed by Michael Bay.
Well, I mean, that's where Bay came from, wasn't it? Music videos and
that's
commercials?
That's what I mean. So the compilation must have been one of his earlier videos with Lionel Richie.
Yes, probably.
I stand by it. The Rock is the last movie we can all agree was good by Michael Bay.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, until Transformers 5 comes out, because I'm sure that's going to be the shit.
Oh, yeah.
Huh, 1992, okay. Anyways, how was your guys' week?
My week was filled with fun and shit. I didn't do a damn thing in it.
Yeah, I started off with me super duper annoyed that all these like major television things are like, we're going to put it on Sunday, but we're going to make it convenient for the people in California. Now that I don't live in California, I realize how fucked up it is for everybody on the East Coast. Like the Super Bowl, the Grammys, Oscars.
Suck it.
You got cheaper housing.
Suck it.
Here we do. New York doesn't have either. Like, oh, so we get to get fucked by the Oscars and pay out our asses.
You could move back to California, Andy. How about that?
I could.
Come on down.
But I'm not. Because again,
you're
right.
The next contestant on A Better Place to Live.
So obviously you don't care that bad.
No, it's just I'm annoyed by the people who couldn't make choices of like, hey, it's already a Sunday. Why don't we just start it at 3 Pacific? Because if it's big, people will come. Or fuck it. Let's do it on Saturday.
I like that Noah's like, clearly you don't care enough about this trivial TV thing to move your entire family to the other coast.
Yes.
So you don't care enough.
Yeah, that's
why it's
funny.
Upend your career and...
Look, change your job, get your kid out of school,
or stop your damn
sell
bellyaching.
Your house, or stop bellyaching about the Oscars being on late. Those are your only two choices.
Or mad up and stay up a little late, you little bitch.
I can't. Because my son's school, bastards that they are, still expect him to be there at like 7:30 in the morning.
He can go to bed.
I have to get up to get him there.
Yeah, just man up and do it, man. Just watch the Oscars and then get up a little early.
Get a little 5-hour energy drink. You're all good.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's gotten a little worse since I've gotten older, but my bowels do not handle waking up early in the morning. I think I've talked about this on Tankcast before, but like if I get up too early, I will have to spend like, you know, 20-30 minutes. Not because it's like, oh, I'm all backed up or whatever. It's just like my butthole opens and everything that was inside me comes out.
20 or 30 minutes?
Yes.
It's not like you don't have enough in there for 20 or 30 minutes.
Like
get it out and get on your way.
No, but it's like if
I
wipe
like a professional.
If I wipe, there's going to be another burst. So it's not like just a constant like
don't wipe it.
It's like what? And then I sit there for a minute. And then I sit there for another 3 minutes.
Just
cramping.
Pinch it off, baby.
What?
Pinch it off.
I can't.
Sure you can.
I got the cramping. I'm going to shit myself unless it all gets out.
Just hold off on it. Your bowels can handle it.
No, any little jostle is going to set the thing off.
We're getting old.
It's not.
Driving over train tracks to get to my son's school and just be like, bruh, bruh, oh, no.
Be a man. Hold your shit.
Get a butt plug, Andy.
Yes, that I get. I wonder if you can shit around a butt plug or if it's like a cork. Because butts are pretty flexible.
Listeners, write in.
Well, I think you would have to have something holding it in. You know what I mean? Like
not just the pinch action of your sphincter. Yeah, probably.
Right. Yeah.
But like, okay, so a butt plug like backed up by like a good elastic strap, like a thong.
You know, I don't think anyone's going to do this research, Andy.
I still feel like I could leak around the edges. It does come out of me awfully liquidy.
Well, maybe you'll do the research, Andy.
Get on it. Let us know. All no, right. Don't. Just get on it.
Oh.
Just pretend like we never had this conversation.
Yeah. In fairness, you're the one who's curious, so you can find the answer and keep that shit to yourself.
I'm just curious. Don't put this evil on me. This is your ideas.
I said keep that shit to yourself.
Shit.
Because that's the experiment.
Yes.
Double meaning.
Yeah, we're getting
old,
Andy. Got
that double meaning.
Yeah. Double it. Maybe that's the solution.
I'm going to a work party tonight.
Neat.
Hooray.
It's technically our Christmas party because our Christmas is busy.
Mm.
Are you excited, Tim?
Gotcha. Nothing like a March 4th Christmas party.
Yeah, you have a Christmas party on Grammar Day.
Yeah.
It's National Grammar Day because it's March 4th when we're recording this. Lord knows when I'm releasing this.
Fuck, for the longest time, I had no idea what that song was playing on Grammar Girl. I'm like, what are they saying? I have no idea what the fuck they're saying.
Now you know. Like, and knowing is half the day.
I came like, but I was like, what?
March 4th.
I don't know why
March
I couldn't.
March 4th.
I don't know why I couldn't hear it. I'm just like, huh? Huh? Anyways. Can you believe Suicide Squad has a Grammy? Not a Grammy. An Oscar.
No, I cannot. I was like, what? Really?
I think that Oscar, I think it was basically like Killer Croc's Oscar.
But Star Trek was also nominated, and there was some great makeup effects in that movie.
Yeah, I think they just figured, you know, we'll get them on the next time around. There's not going to be another Suicide Squad movie.
Oh, yes, there is. Warner Brothers doesn't care how cracked and pus-filled those udders are. They're going to keep milking this cash cow.
Oh, that's gross.
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's gross, Tim.
That's why I said it the way I said it.
You're a gross man. Guardians of the Galaxy, Tim. Are we going to see that together?
I don't know. We'll see.
That comes out in May or March?
May. Right. We got Guardians. July, we got Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
November, we got Thor.
Spider-Man.
Phil Spider-Man.
Oh, when does Wonder Woman come out?
Wonder Woman.
That was June? I actually probably have written down
somewhere. And then when does Justice League come out? Is it going to be opposite Thor?
Wonder Woman is June. June 2nd, unless they moved it.
Oh, we get a Justice League movie this year.
Yep.
Justice League, yeah, it's 2 weeks after Thor in November.
Blade Runner?
Yep. Kingsman
Thor.
2.
You said Thor. The Dark Tower.
The Dark Tower?
Is that?
The Dark Tower.
That's coming out this year?
According to this thing I'm looking at.
Huh. Oh, yeah. And this thing I'm looking at, July.
Cars 3. Yay.
Yay.
Not gonna be. New Kingsman. I will see that. I gotta say, I don't know what they do with those Fast and Furious movies, but I'm on board. I'm going to see that. I'm going to see what's going on.
They make them super ridiculous.
Oh, guys, don't forget, live action Beauty and the Beast. Totally not a cash grab.
I will probably not see that. But
implicitly gay moment in that movie, in a Disney movie.
Oh, really?
And some theaters aren't showing it because of that, right?
Yep. Somewhere in Alabama, they're like, well, we ain't showing it. We can't have Jesus sit with us next to the movie, then we don't need to show it.
Little I'm going to go fuck my sister. Not that they don't do that, really.
The way Jesus intended.
It's Alabama, Noah. Yes, they do.
Oh, Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets, I'm kind of curious about. Although
this is the first I've ever heard of it.
Luc Besson, Fifth Element, also Lucy.
Yeah.
So I'm half like excited, half like this is gonna be a shit show.
The more previews I see of Kong Skull Island, the more interesting it looks.
It's also got like an 80-something% on Rotten Tomato right now.
Who's that? Kong does?
Kong does, yes.
Huh.
King Kong Kong.
Butter my biscuits. Kong. Well, like when they were showing just like Samuel Jackson and John Goodman like being super serious, I was like, meh. I don't know if I really need to see this, but then they keep showing more of John C. Reilly, and I'm like, okay, now this looks entertaining.
He's such an odd guy.
Whatever the heck he's calling those things, like skull thrashers or something like that.
Yeah, he's like, why do you call him that? I don't know. I made it up because it sounds cool.
Yeah. No. That's fine. We'll call him that. Yeah, 83%. And 40-something reviews counted so far. Nice. You know what I am really looking forward to? There are rumors that if Skull Island does well, there is going to be a Kong versus Godzilla.
I'd watch that.
I would watch the shit out of that.
Is there...
I watched the first one.
There is one already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's borderline nonsensical.
Yeah.
How long ago was it?
King... Oh, Jesus.
Like a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
King Kong shows up in Japan, and for some reason, electricity makes him stronger. Godzilla also shows up in Japan, and they decide the best thing to do is to steer these monsters toward each other, that way they won't have any monsters. And then they fight, they destroy something, of course, and then they both end up falling in the water, and then Kong swims away and we don't see Godzilla again.
Okay.
Whew. Yeah.
1962.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while.
Before,
been a
while. We were even an itch in our parents' pants.
62, I don't think my father had itches in his pants yet. My father may have just discovered pant itching in 62.
How old was your dad when he had you?
He was 27 when he had me.
Okay.
And he would have been 12 when King Kong versus Godzilla was released. Actually, it was released theatrically in the United States in 1963, so he would have been 13, and he was probably itching his pants.
I thought, the way you said it at first, I thought you said Congress Godzilla.
Oh.
I was like, what?
Congress versus Godzilla. There's a movie we can all get behind.
Oh, it's just a bunch of litigation.
And then a giant foot arrives.
This last matchup has been stuck in committee for the past half hour. They're trying to filibuster Godzilla.
Guys, apparently it is being planned. So there will be a Godzilla King of the Monsters in 2019, and then Godzilla versus Kong in 2020.
Hooray!
At least the internet says so.
Oh, well, the internet has never lied about anything before.
I think my dick grew 2 sizes that day.
All right, about to wrap it up?
Yep.
Fine. I guess Noah's got places to be and things to see and...
Yeah, this volunteering with kids is really interfering with this podcast. We're going to need you to stop.
Noah, quit being a mentor!
The problem is that Well, we can take this offline. I don't need to, bitch about it out here.
Okay.
Because it's a petty bitch, but... Anyways, okay.
You're a petty bitch.
Remember, never trust white people.
No.
They are...
Get out.
They're dangerous. They're racist.
Yep.
They'll try to do things to you.
Yep.
I'm not going to say what they try to do because they'll ruin the movie, but try to do some things.
Yep.
I was going to say not today hanging out with Noah, but I have a better one.
What?
Not today, La La Land.
Zing.
Zippity-doo-dah.
This week, I hate that apparently Lucy 2 has been announced.
What?
And Donald J. Trump.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast.
Lucy 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
That movie, I was so excited from the trailer. I was like, oh, this, and then something didn't work. It didn't happen.
What, Lucy?
Yeah.
Yeah, like fucking nothing happened.
I think not once was she in the sky with diamonds.
Nope, not a single time. It was like half the movie was like a good Scarlett Johansson action sci-fi movie, and half the movie was cutting to Morgan Freeman giving the most boring fucking bullshit exposition ever. It's like, it just let it be magic. Don't have us sit in on a fucking boring lecture, even if it's Morgan Freeman delivering it, when all of this science is undeniably bullshit. Like, none of this is real. Don't try to act like this is totally plausible. Just let it fucking be magic.
It was like they had a good movie all queued up and ready for you, and the last second they jerked it away. I was like, damn it, Lucy.
I had hoped it would just be like pure action. Just like her fucking shit up. Just like, I am fucking God and I'm gonna fuck shit up.
Trying to make a Peanuts joke.
I got it. It was a little joke grenade. That's what I've been laughing about, Tim.
Oh, sorry, Tim.
God damn it.
She's fucking shit up for Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I go, your jokes are too good for me, buddy.
I was like, I can tell by the wry smile that I could hear in Tim's voice. I'm like, Tim's making it funny there. What could that be? Damn it, Lucy, jerking it away at the last sec. Is it a porn reference? Nope. Lucy Van Pelt.
It was like that tweet that I saw not long after the Oscar thing. Like, hey, La La Land, remember when you gave us that happy ending in the middle of the movie and then just took it away? How's that feel?
I haven't seen it yet, but...
Me either, but it sounds like... Now it sounds like I don't need to.
Yep.
Because I don't watch losers. I like movies that win.